Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada, this evening. This would be Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister will exchange views with the leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. These issues include energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI, energy nexus and quantum-related issues. India and Cyprus have unequivocally condemned terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their shared commitment to countering hybrid threats that undermine peace and stability. In a joint declaration issued after a delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis in Nicosia yesterday, the two nations emphasized the need for a comprehensive, coordinated and sustained approach to combat terrorism across borders. Both leaders also discussed expanding cooperation to include the maritime domain.
आतंकवाद, drugs और arms की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी agencies के बीच real-time information exchange का mechanism तैयार किया जाएगा. हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत potential है.
During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions covering the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations. Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Science and Technology and Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, launched a five-year vision document titled Income Generation from Banana Cultivation in Wauka District under the One District, One Product ODOP initiative. The project aims to boost farmer incomes and promote banana farming as a sustainable livelihood. He was joined by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Padon, local legislators Matang Yanthan, Y.M. Hntsoy and Achumbemo Kikon at the event held at the Wauka DC office yesterday. In his address, Dr. Singh highlighted the transformative progress in Nagaland and the Northeast over the past decade, including increased industrial activity and job creation.
Nagaland was totally cut off. People didn't come here because they said a lot of violence going on. You know, the moment you enter, somebody will cut off your hand. Now it's no longer. Now you're getting tourists. You're getting for people to checking. So the whole scenario has changed in the last 10 years. And this is what we have to now take down to people so that mindset changes.
Addressing social issues, Dr. Singh urged community organizations in Wauka to follow Mizoram's grassroots model to combat drug abuse and encourage NGO involvement, stressing that civil society must play a greater role due to financial limitations of the government.
About drug menace, this is becoming a social problem all over the country, but I think we have to follow the example of the neighboring state of Mizoram. The NGOs should take up also.
On environmental and interstate matters, Dr. Singh acknowledged the growing human-elephant conflict and assured that a central meeting would be convened to discuss long-term solutions. He also emphasized the need for improved water harvesting and resource management. Regarding the Nagaland-Assam border dispute, Dr. Singh informed that efforts are underway to resolve it through space technology and satellite imaging for a peaceful and lasting solution. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different practices to stay healthy with yoga. This morning, we explore on Kapalbhati. Kapal means skull, bhati means to shine or to cleanse. It is a cleansing practice which helps to clean the frontal sinuses and upper respiratory tract. This practice clears frontal sinuses, helps overcome cough, treats cold, rhinitis, sinusitis, asthma and bronchial infections, rejuvenates the body, brightens the face, strengthens the nervous system and tones digestive organs. And a COVID-19 positive case has been detected in Dimapur yesterday. Director HOD, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Kohima, Dr. Marinilla Senlam, informed that the patient is mildly symptomatic and currently in home isolation and monitored. The State Health Department stated that the currently circulating variants of COVID-19 are mild, causing illness with fever, cough, sore throat, which generally subside on their own. The department has advised the public not to panic and to continue following COVID-19 appropriate behaviors. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.